Yeah. It looks like Alan is credited as a writer on that.
What's that?
It looks like Al is credited as the writer, Al Zavacki.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can't remember some of the, let's see, Action Time? Was that the song?
I don't have the whole track listing in front of me, but I see, the AMCP was also on there. Me was by the Sputniks was on there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe next week we could see if it's in the WRCT music library.
Oh, yeah. Or I could just borrow it from my friend.
Yeah.
There were two other volumes.
Yeah.
But I don't have them, and I don't know.
They might be here. That wouldn't be... That would make sense.
They're probably here. It'd be interesting just we could play the whole...
Front
whole
to back.
Side of it or yeah, the whole
totally.
Thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I remember when... I guess the bass player... How did he end up in the Bats? We ended up with a bunch of those Made in Pittsburghs, or somebody did, and they were, like, raffling them off. Little kids are like, hey, I got a record. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, I think. I mean, that's kind of like a old memory, and I'm wondering... You know, sometimes when you think of something, and then you're like, wait, did that really happen, or did I just,
Yeah, or did I read that somewhere? Like when GBV were mad and threw copies of their first record against the wall and smashed them, and now they'd be worth, thousands of dollars each, but he was just, like, so frustrated, he just smashed them.
Yeah, which record was it? Not Forever Since Breakfast.
That's...
I
was thinking that it was maybe that one, but I can't remember. It was just
maybe self-inflicted or something.
Yeah, they were just like stuck with a bunch of copies and couldn't sell them, couldn't give them away, so he was just drunk and smashing them.
Well, one time Kevin Fennell told my sister, "Oh, I used to have dozens of toes," meaning devil between my toes. But he didn't anymore. I don't know why, what happened, but. Yeah, I'm getting a little behind on the Bob things. A couple more records probably came out last month, right?
There's one new one coming out soon. Last year, I think there were only two records. Mm. So I don't want to say he's slowing down, but it seems like he's putting more thought into them and just taking his time a little more. Still, like, two albums a year, though, which is better than most bands.
Yeah, really. Well, I would say Happy New Year, except according to Larry David, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
It's still January.
Happy New Year's in February.
Did he, like, he cut off, like, the 9th or something? I forget what the
episode was. Something like that, yeah. Like, within a week or two.
You can't keep saying that.
I got one today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You what?
I got a Happy New Year today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I didn't know the lady that well, but I just said, thanks, you too. It's almost February.
Yeah. And then last time we had this Polar Vortex was that when they GBV recorded Cool Planet? I think that's why they called it that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the second one after we got back together. Classic lineup.
I think we have a song from that album queued up later on.
Ooh.
Coincidentally, yeah. So.
That I really like that Malibu Sunset.
Oh, Waterloo Sunset?
Yeah, that was.
I got real stuck on the original song this summer and just couldn't stop playing it.
That was
and
cool.
I was so nostalgic for like 60s London where I never was there,
Oh yeah, I forgot that we watched Robin Hitchcock do that together. You're like a few rows in front of me. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin Hitchcock played. He like played in Pittsburgh.
When I was like heavy into that song.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz I get stuck in songs like Swerve Driver. There's this one song from I really like them, and from Future Ruins, it's really good because it kind of sounds like a Salty Salute at the beginning, just slightly, and then this cool guitar parts come in, and then he's big on a lot of different guitar sounds, and I don't know, then these notes come in, and it reminds me of GBV, but it's also, like, so good. It's a, the Lonely Crowd Fades in the Air. It's a really neat song, because it's about the first maybe 40 seconds is, like, all the guitar part till it kicks in. That's real cool.
I heard him... It was kind of strange, but I heard a while ago, this might not be true, but I'm pretty sure it is, that the band Phoenix of, like, Listomania and 1901 and all those songs fame, apparently they were, like, very influenced by Swerve Driver.
Oh, yeah.
Which, oh, wow.
Just yeah, doesn't just seem like a, real, but I think that's like, true, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I had been listening to a lot of Sebado, and then I opened up a Sebado CD, and there was also a Swerve Driver one in there. I'm like, well, I wonder where the case to this one is. So I had to listen to that a long time until I found the Swerve Driver, the empty case.
I remember I went to see Swerve Driver on that Future Ruins tour. I think they played with Failure.
Mm.
Who does that song Saturday Savior.
Was that it like Club Cafe?
No, it was at Spirit. It was like a big show.
Oh, man. Wow. I must have seen that. Must have, as I always go to see them. I think we even went to Cleveland to see them, Jen and I.
Hmm.
Time. And she's not over here. She's doesn't want to leave the house. My mom kind of had like a bit of an episode last week. It was in the hospital.
So oh,
like,
no. I'm sorry.
Well, she came home Friday and scooted up the steps like nothing happened, you know.
Oh, it's that's like good.
That. She broke 5 ribs a couple years ago and was like, you know, a week later, she's like walking around fine, you know, doing laundry. I don't know. So, yeah, Jen said she doesn't want to, you know, leave my brother next door or leave my mom alone. So she was going to come over. And, you know, I usually write, those guys are on. That's what we call you.
Those guys.
Okay. Nick and Andy. Sometimes, but I'll get a text that will say, are those guys on?
We'll take it. That's fine. You know,
yeah,
guys are our two biggest fans, so
yeah.
You can't be picky if you forget our names or anything.
No, we really don't forget them. But, you know. that's cool. Well, it's nice talking to you again. I should probably let you go and queue up some GBV from Cool Planet.
Well, I queued up that Swerve Driver song, so we're going to play that next.
The one that I said sounds like Salty Salute.
Yeah, the Lonely Crowd Fades.
In the Air.
In the
That's
air,
a pretty
yes.
long song, but it's cool. I love his voice and just the way his vocals are and just all that guitar layering. And
Yeah, I don't know this album very much. I know, like... Mezcal Head, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And Raise. Yeah, I know those ones, but I haven't listened to this album.
Yeah, I kind of didn't even know which record it was till I put the CD in, because, like, I didn't, because it read it on my car. Sometimes it'll read the titles, and I'm like, oh, that's the case I'll have to look for now. Future. But, yeah. Okay, well, that's cool if you play that song. I love that song.
Yeah, we got that one up.
Okay, well, nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, no Happy New Year. No. It's too late, according to Larry David. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
All right. Thanks bye, Ruthann. Calling. Thank
yeah.
you.
Bye.
That was Ruthann.
Ruthann from New Ken.
Top caller and top fan.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost rhymes. Ruthann from New Ken. Top caller and top fan.
I like that. We can workshop that.
Yeah, we'll have something better for next week there. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is the Rock and Roll Hour. This is... The Rockin' Hour? I don't know. This is Swerve Driver.
Then the sun disintegrates between a wall of clouds. I saw the where I went to rap. No one is allowed there.
Yeah. land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions. For many businesses, this may be a result of the hiring process, largely built around points of elimination and a series of assumptions that educational credentials and work experience are a necessity to succeed in an entry-level position. Because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent, 6 million young adults. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Who are they? Young adults of unique determination and experience who would prove to be an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials that employers value. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org.
Have you ever been in love? So long it couldn't end. Did you ever break a heart, baby? Without you? Or did you ever lose a friend? Baby, I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you sell me now? Baby, tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right, baby. All right. Have you ever been alone? So long you couldn't cry. Did you ever have a home where you lay down to die, baby? Yeah. I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you tell me now? Yeah.
in technicolor, kissing him in your dreams. Oh, oh, and you know Paul Newman's that much duller than him, and you know it's true, it's a sin when he sees you goodbye.
Listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You just heard Goodbye Joe by the Monochrome Set. Goodbye Joe.
Goodbye.
Flaming Groovies with Yesterday's Numbers. Ike and Tina Turner with Sexy Ida. Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Night Rally. Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. Guided by Voices, Males of Wormwood Mars. Thin Lizzy with Emerald. Dwight Twilley Band, That I Remember. R.E.M., Wendell G., Todd Rundgren, Cold Morning Light, Big Star, Daisy Glaze, Husker Du with Celebrated Summer, Snarling Dogs, great local Pittsburgh band, they're great song.
Pittsburgh Alert.
Two Crosses, love that song. Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, and started off with The Lonely Crowd Fades in the Air by Swerve Driver. That one was for Ruth Ann from New Can.
As all shows are
for, mm-hmm.
And for her sister Jen, big supporters. Well, it's 10:55. It's about 5 degrees.
Really?
Let's see.
I figured it'd be colder by now.
3.
Oh no! Wait, what about with wind chill?
Well, we're looking at a real feel of -4.
Oh.
It's so cold that, like, when you go out and you take the first breath of cold air, you cough.
Mm.
I noticed that this morning. I haven't felt that since, I think it was, like, 2017.
Did your car start right up when you started it today?
I've been doing the automatic start.
Mm.
So it's kind of, like, for peace of mind to not have to hear what it sounds like when I start it.
You just get out there and
it's
on.
Because it will start, but, like, it, like, yeah, and just, like, it'll start in the cold, but it, like, makes this, like, weird noise that I don't like.
Yeah, mine sounded pretty crazy. It was, like, my car was, like, lurching the other day.
As you drove?
Just, like, when I was, like, just at the very beginning, when I was accelerating in the super cold.
Uh-huh.
It, like, did a little lurch.
Hmm.
And I just chalked it up to That's freezing.
It's cold. Something's frozen.
Yeah, I cough. Yeah, I cough when I breathe in the cold.
My carburetor's frozen.
Yeah, gas is frozen.
Did you let it heat up?
Yeah, I just kind of gingerly, revved a little bit.
It was still warming up.
Yeah.
Not, in a technical way, but, how a basketball player does. It was still warming up.
Mm-hmm.
First drive of the day.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will.
Speaking of, I'm just verbalizing this right now. We need to lock in our show for next semester.
Oh. Well, this semester? Wait.
I don't know why I referred to it. I guess season. Next season.
Next, okay.
The spring.
Spring season. Well, someone remind us next week.
Yep.
If we haven't done it yet.
Well, I think by next week it'll be too late. And then we'll be off the air.
Off
the air.
I see.
We can't have that.
The program director heard us right now and said, wow, what a good show. I gotta lock these two down.
For the same slot.
Yeah, same slot, one more season at the very least. Please, please come back.
Right.
Well, now that that's solved...
All right, again, this has been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We're here Tuesdays from 9 to 11. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
vast majority still of people who can make a difference in this country in affecting American policy towards Palestine, the vast majority of the people are still holding on to the myth that we will try to debunk and challenge today. You can see that the mythologies that informed the conversation in this country about the future of Israel in Palestine is still the very same conversation, as if the last 9 or 10 months have taught these people nothing about what is wrong with their attitude and their analysis.
That's Ilan Pape, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Ilan Pape on myths of Israel. A myth is a story passed down through generations that attempts to explain the origins of something. The foundational myth of Israel is a land without people for a people without a land. That myth had profound consequences that reverberate today. There were people there, the Palestinians. Such myths are characteristic of settler colonial societies such as South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. Sure, there were a few primitive savages, but they had to give way to superior beings. John Kennedy famously said,